Hey everybody, welcome back to the Fruit Street Health Podcast. On today's episode, Lawrence and I are going to talk about how Fruit Street has raised a bunch of money, but not in the way that you think. So Lawrence, help me understand why you've chosen to go to physicians instead of venture capitalists to raise money.
So the reason why we did that is that we started the company with a goal of having a social impact in healthcare, and I think that physicians have more of a desire to have a social impact in healthcare than a venture capital firm does. I think if you were to compare and contrast the two, a venture capital firm is basically exclusively focused by the profits and the return that they generate. I think a physician, of course, if they're going to invest in something, they do want to get a substantial return on investment. But I think they also have more of a desire to have a social impact as well. And the other reason is that we've been able to get very valuable input from the physicians as we've built our products. They've given us advice on things like software design, business model, clinical guidelines, making helpful introductions. So we now have over 500 physicians that have invested more than $20 million into the company, and they've really been a very valuable asset. And now some of them are going to start becoming telemedicine providers for the company as we expand into other areas like urgent care and behavioral health. And so we've really just enjoyed working with physicians because it matched the culture of the company and my culture as a founder more, where we want to do good, but we also want to build a successful business.
Right. Well, and I think it's given you a sense, like your whole culture of Fruit Street, a better sense of, I don't know if I want to say empathy, but kind of like understanding, like you understand the industry better because the advice that you're getting from your investors, they actually understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they also have more of a long-term view of things. I mean, some investors have said that they're investing because they want to leave a legacy or they want to have, you know, a social impact. Where sometimes I feel like venture capital firms, they're trying to invest in a company and sell it within 3 years. Right. Whereas I think some of the physicians have a longer time horizon. And even if the physicians don't have a longer time horizon, and they want a quick return or they need liquidity, the very structure of the cap table where we have a bunch of investors that have a small percentage of the company, if an investor needed liquidity, in many cases we can provide that to them and, you know, repurchase their shares and then they go on their way, right? But when you have a venture capital firm as your single investor that has invested $50 million, they're gonna make the decision if the company is being sold or not. Right. So I think that this funding model also aligns with founders that are more interested in building their company for the long term instead of selling it as quickly as possible.
Right. Well, and I mean, one thing that I've learned about a lot of physicians and medical professionals is that, you know, they traditionally make pretty good money, comparatively speaking, but their days are crazy. Like they're moving from one, you know, meeting a patient every 15 minutes. And so oftentimes physicians are looking for outlets where they can be more involved and like where they can be contributing some of their funds towards something that's really making a big social.
And I think the physicians enjoy not just investing, but being included in this advisory capacity where they're giving input to the product and clinical guidelines and that kind of thing. And so I feel like as many physicians that like being involved in the entrepreneurial process, but they're not looking to quit their job as a doctor and become an entrepreneur. And so that's, I think, something else they've really enjoyed as well.
Have you had any venture capitalists that have like came to you and like tried to like encourage you to change your funding model and different things?
It's actually funny. The other day I had a meeting with the venture capital arm of a health plan, and I won't say much more than that, but basically they said they couldn't invest because of a reason unrelated to Fruit Street. But basically they said, you know, this is the most genius funding model that I've ever seen because you have basically thousands of consumer advocates for the product. Mm-hmm. And they said, you should just keep doing that. And so, you know, I've actually had venture capital firms ask me, why are you even asking for my money? I mean, you should just continue raising capital from physicians. And so I think that this is going to start becoming a more common funding model.
Yeah. Well, this is great. And it's fun to kind of dive into why in future episodes, we can even talk into more of how you've done that. But this is all really helpful. And if you are listening and you're a physician or medical professional and you want to get involved, let us know. We'd love to get you involved and give you some information so you can learn more about Fruit Street Health as well. So thanks, Lawrence.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Digital Health Entrepreneurship with Lawrence Gerard. If you haven't already, take a look at some of our other episodes and leave a review on your favorite podcasting platform.